I want to bring in our next guest now, Gary McSherry, lead partner at McCann and Fitzgerald here in New York. Newly of that firm, Gary, the firm deciding to set up an office here in New York, does a lot of business in and with Ireland. Why the move to set up a practice here?
Yeah, I suppose it's, firstly, good morning and thank you for having me here today. And I think going right back, if you look at there's a very significant, there's a unique connection between the U.S. and Ireland. I think there are 40 million Americans that claim Irish heritage. So thankfully that
larger population.
This is it. Exactly. So with those, that has translated.
Only about 10 million of them are actually Irish.
I think a lot of us have been looking at the new Dave Wilson. They're just talking about pharmaceutical companies. We hear a lot about mergers and acquisitions. Obviously, a big market for that, Gary. Are these firms in Ireland, companies wanting to re-domicile to set up shop in Ireland, at least nominally, have their headquarters in Ireland? Is that where the biggest opportunity for growth is for U.S. companies in Ireland?
Yeah, I think ultimately those strong cultural connections, which I have mentioned, you know, they've translated into very significant two-way economic flow. With about, there's close to $300 billion of U.S. investment into Ireland. On the flip side of that, there's over $30 billion of Irish investment into the U.S. And I think that's a story worth mentioning, that there's a good flow of Irish investment into the United States as well. And I think we match job for job in terms of Americans working for Irish companies here. It's over 100,000 people. So, yeah, there's definitely opportunities. We've seen major growth on the M&A side. We've seen major growth on private equity. There's been huge opportunity for U.S. funds to make major returns on assets in Ireland over the last number of years. And then the aviation industry is still booming. You've got over half of the world's leased aircraft are leased through Irish platforms. The funds industry, there's over $3 trillion of funds now domiciled in Dublin. And then you still have the continued activity with U.S. companies using Ireland as a springboard and a gateway into European markets. Mm. It opens up another half a billion customers. It also opens up a major talent pool of highly skilled labor for those companies.
Yeah, talk to me about that and what you do to foster that. It seems like that's, of course, a great difficulty we see here as I sit in the heart of Silicon Valley right now. We're finding talent and paying for talent is a huge effort in developing that talent. What's Ireland doing?
Yeah, I think successive governments in Ireland have been wise to the fact that Ireland is a small open island economy at the periphery of Europe, needed corporate incentives to attract international investment, and they've been very good at it. And I think that there's a number of reasons why companies come, and we're the only English-speaking member of the Euro. We're a common law system, so U.S. advisors tend to be a lot more comfortable advising in that regime. In terms of the talent, it's a highly skilled, educated workforce. And I say even it moves you into, with the free movement of workers, it moves you outside the realm where you're not just looking at Ireland, you're looking at overall Europe to find your employees. So that there's a massive talent there.
It wasn't long ago that we were talking about Ireland in a sort of negative light, looking at the economy, which had really diminished after raging for a time. It seems like it's coming back. Growth is exceptionally high. What do you attribute that to? What's driving that growth today in Ireland?
I think the Irish people, you know, collectively realized that we had to band together, and we went through a series of austerity budgets, and people really took their medicine, and that has stood to us. We're now the fastest growing economy in Europe. We're close to 7% GDP. So that has been a real factor. I think the resilience of the Irish people and the focus of the government on keeping Ireland friendly and open for business and investment.
As it relates to that, talk to me about tax policy and what the most important issues in tax policy are right now.
Yeah, in Ireland, I mean, we've got a 12.5% corporate tax rate. We're onshore, transparent, low-tax jurisdiction. You know, that's a cornerstone of Irish economic policy, and we'll continue to be so. We've also seen some innovation with the knowledge development box where for qualifying expenditure, you can bring your corporate tax rate down to IP exploitation to around 6.25%. So those are very beneficial incentives, and those, along with the strategic reasons as to why companies come to Ireland, gaining access, as I say, a gateway to European markets, another half a billion customers, the complete package is very attractive.
Just ask you lastly here, a lot of the conversation here in the U.S. can veer toward negative when you have congressmen, for instance, talking negatively about inversions, people in the administration doing the same thing. I wonder what that conversation looks like on the other side of the Atlantic. Is there concern that it's going to become less attractive for U.S. firms to move their headquarters to Ireland to do business in Ireland. Are you concerned about that at all?
I mean, from our perspective, we're a law firm. You know, we will operate within the laws available to help clients achieve their objectives. So from our perspective, if it's legal to do something, we will help them and enable them to achieve their commercial objectives. So that's a real focus from our perspective. I mean, Treasury have moved to limit the benefits available for companies to move. But then we saw some recent big announcements. I think from an outsider's point of view, it looks like that Congress need to act, and they're saying they'll deal with it as part of overall corporate tax reform in the US. But from the Irish side, I mean, it's very legal to carry out these transactions. All these transactions are strategic driven, we must remember. You know, these are for companies that wish to move into new markets, new product ranges. They wish to grow, the mission to introduce cost synergies. So, you know, tax is never the main reason. There's always an overall strategic objective.
All right, Gary, thank you so much. That's Gary McSherry, lead partner at McCann and Fitzgerald here in New York City, joining us in our studios here in New York. You're listening to the Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio with me, David Gura, filling in for Carol Masser and Corey Johnson, who today is in Cupertino, California. More after the break.